Hey, what's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining us for this week's message from Zoe Church LA. We're going to jump in. We are in part four of a series called Clean, Clear, and Confident. And we're talking together about living our life by the values according to God's Word. I want to thank every person that gives, whether it's your first time to give or you've been giving for years. Thank you for your faithfulness. If you'd like to start your journey of worship through giving, text Zoe to 77977, Z-O-E to 77977, and we'll shoot you a link. Or you can go to our website and you can give right there. But thank you for your generosity and thank you for your faithfulness. Let's jump in to this week's message as we talk about the value of serving. The title of today's message is called Happy to Serve. Deuteronomy chapter 10, we are in part 4. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. We're in part 4 of a series that we've called Clean, Clear, and what's the last one? Confident. Yeah, I like that. Clean, because you're not fully clean unless you're Jesus fully clean. Sorry, cheesy. But what I love about the clean part is that it's not just about clean living, but praise be to God that the Bible says, though your sins may be as crimson, the blood of Jesus can wash you as white as snow. There are certain sins that you participate in that even if you take a shower, you will not feel clean. But when you confess and when you go to Jesus, there is a cleaning that happens on the inside of your soul and the inside of your mind. So clean, and then I like that next one, clear, because I think that clear has to do with you having clear vision, clear purpose for your life. When you're not clear on what you want to do, who you want to become, the path that you're on, you will wander aimlessly. But the more you follow Jesus, the more things become clear. I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. I'm so happy that it's not raining, by the way. Can we just clap one more time and thank God? So we want to be clean on the inside, and we want to be clear about who God has called us to be and what he's called us to do. And then I like that next one, confident, that we're confident in Christ. We're confident in what he said, confident. I believe that, you know, the greatest gift you could give yourself is being confident in who you are and just knowing who you are, being able to celebrate everybody else for who they are. But man, I'm so glad the way that God made me. So clean and clear and then confident. By the way, I think your confidence, let me say it this way. I don't think you know who you are until you know whose you are. The moment you understand I've been made by God and I have been made for God, not for me, but for the glory of him. And the more you understand that, that's where true confidence comes from. Clean, clear, and confident. We really believe that a lot of that comes from, when you get this, it comes from values, having values in your life. And my prayer has been for our church and for you that you would live a value-driven life. You're driven by values. All of these values come from God's word, by the way. You find all your values from God's word. And so we talked about in week one that our church, we have a value of faith. In week two, we talked about a value of excellence. So all of us went and washed our cars afterwards. Well, at least vacuumed them. And so excellence. Last week, we talked about the value of generosity. And this week, week four, I want to talk to you about one of the greatest values in your life, and it is the value of serving. The value of serving. In fact, we say this at Zoe, if you're too big to serve, you're too small to lead. That just, there's something about having a servant's heart and a servant's attitude. This is why we love Jesus, because Jesus is the greatest servant the world has ever known. He did not come as a rock star. He came as a humble king, a humble servant to serve the world. And the only thing that's required of you and I is to serve God. I love this. Deuteronomy chapter 10. Let's go to our first verse today. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all of his ways, and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. I love that. So all that's required is that you got to fear God and you got to walk in his ways and you have to serve him. The word there, serve, means to submit or to surrender or even to minister to the Lord. So I love this. All that I got to do is serve God with all my heart, all my soul, and all my strength. It did not require of me to do this, that, and the other. The only thing I got to do is serve the Lord. In fact, I wrote this down. You could write it down if you'd like. You might make a living by what you get, but you'll make a life by what you give away. So you make your living on what you get, but how do you make a life? You make your life on what you give away by serving and adding value. I want to preach a message today. Write down the title. It's called Happy to Serve. I'm happy to serve. I'm happy to serve. And I pray that at Zoe, that when you walk around Zoe and you see all of our volunteers just walking around like this. Everybody give me your best smile, ear to ear. I squint really big when I smile big. Because I think that's better than resting church face. You ever go to some churches, you're like, I don't think none of y'all want to be here. You do not live. This is the joy of the Lord. Get me out of here. This is not attractive, and this is not Jesus. See, I think when you serve, you should serve with a smile. Serve, I'm happy to serve. I'm not serving because I have to. Come on, I'm serving because I want to. I want to serve God with all my heart, all my soul, and all my strength. Oh, I love this in Matthew 5. Look at what the New Testament says. It says, in the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. In other words, good deeds won't get you into heaven, but good deeds will point people to heaven. So I've been called not just to attend a building or to go to a service or to be in a connect group. I've been called to serve Monday through Sunday. I've been called to serve God in my house, serve God in my business, serve God in my marriage, serve God in my parenting, serve God in Denver tomorrow night, game 5, holler at your boy. Somebody give me a Pentecostal amen. Hallelujah. Anything is possible with Jesus. Oh God, please. We need a miracle. We're like going into the enemy's camp, you know? But it says, in the same way, let your light so shine before men. We are called to serve God, to shine a light that who God is, what God can do, what he is powerful and capable of. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good deeds. In other words, people should see your serving, your attitude, see who you are. They see you serving, and they don't glorify your name, they glorify God's name. Men should see you shining so much. People in your cul-de-sac, people in your apartment building, people at your workspace should see your servitude, and they glorify God in heaven. They don't make much of your name, they make much of God's name. See, God will not be able to be as famous as he could in LA without a bunch of people that will humble themselves and serve the Lord. And the more we serve up Jesus, the more that his name will be lifted high and people will know how good and loving and gracious God is. Oh, come on, clap together. Come on, West Side, clap with us. It's all about the attitude and the heart of a servant. So I'm going to give you 5 things to encourage you today about serving. Write down 1. When you serve, you become more like Jesus. So if you want to be like Jesus, serve. Because Jesus, all he did was resign his ego. Though he had it all, he gave it all. Though he was rich, he became what? Poor. He came to serve and to love and to bless. And when you posture yourself like this, you become like Jesus. You do not become like your connect group leader. You do not become like your pastors. You do not become like your parents. You become like the Son of God. So if you want to look like Jesus, just keep serving. fact, watch what it says here. Look at this next scripture. It says, Matthew chapter 20, for even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many. So Jesus, he did not come and go, you know what? I'm going to get a bunch of tax collectors and I'm going to get a bunch of sinners and I'm going to get a bunch of fishermen because I want people around me to serve me. And if I can gather a crowd, I'm going to have a bunch of servants. They're going to feed me grapes. They're going to cool me off with palm branches. I will have a flock of servants. Quite the opposite. Jesus came and he goes, I don't need anything from you, but what I have you need. See, the realization you have to get to is that you already, if you believe in Jesus, you already have everything you need. So it's nothing that you could purchase that could add value to you. You already have salvation in Christ. And because you've been promised everlasting life, now it is our privilege, it is our thrill to go and serve and love and help and aid and bless. And when you do that, you will become more and more like Christ. You do not become more like Jesus by showing up at a service. You become more like Jesus by tomorrow morning getting up and saying, Lord, I'm going to serve you. I'm going to serve you with all my heart, all my soul, and all my strength. And any person I interact with, God, help me not to try and leverage and take from them, but help your rivers of living water to flow through me that I could add something to their life. Yeah. Jesus said, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but he came on a mission to serve. Service is defined. The life of a Christian is defined by a life of service, by a life of service, not to our nation, but ultimately to our God. We don't serve America. We don't serve just people. We serve the church, and we serve the church of Jesus Christ. We serve him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. He didn't come to get, he came to give. And when you do this, when you say yes to this, you become more like Jesus. So maybe you haven't changed to look more like Jesus in a while because you haven't served in a while. And by the way, I'm not talking about serving today so we could boost our volunteers. But what do you think? Disco, anybody? I got a fever. It's called disco fever. You know what I'm saying? I'm not preaching this. Stop laughing at me. I'm not preaching to you today about serving so that you become a servant leader at Zoe Church. I'm preaching to you today about serving because what you do Monday through Sunday affects the future that you're going to live in. And if you... See, you have to understand, you're not a king, you're not in the kingdom of this world anymore. And according to the world's standards, being served is the ultimate. You've made it if you have servants. You are somebody. But in God's kingdom, you are somebody if you serve. So you have to understand, you're not in the kingdom of this world anymore. When you say yes to Jesus, you have now entered the kingdom of God. I left the kingdom of darkness and I have entered into the kingdom of light. And in this kingdom, it is all about serving. Amen. And so, in fact, write down number two today. Serving is how you become great in God's kingdom. So a lot of times it's like, man, we see people that are great and they've got great gifting and great potential and they got great possessions. And it's like, wow, they are so great. But in God's kingdom, anybody that serves is great. In fact, there's this one story when Jesus tells, he says, the disciples are walking down the street and they're arguing, they're debating who the greatest at the church is. And I like this because in the morning time, I wake up and I watch ESPN First Take and I like me some Colin Cowherd and I listen to Bill Simmons and I love a GOAT debate. And we have settled at Zoe the GOAT debate. We know that Michael Jordan is the GOAT in basketball. We know that Tom Brady is the GOAT in football. And we know that Tiger Woods, y'all, is the GOAT in golf. Somebody say amen. It's not even a debate, but we know, and these guys are walking down the street and they're debating who the GOAT is in the kingdom. And Jesus walks up and he's like, what are y'all talking about? And they're like, oh, we're just trying to argue and debate who the greatest at the church is. And watch what he says here in the book of Luke, Luke chapter 22. It says, and they began to argue among themselves about who would be the greatest among them. And Jesus told them, in the world, the kings and great men lord it over their people, yet they are called friends of the people. But among you, it will be different. Those who are the greatest among you should take the lowest rank, and the leader should be a servant. Who is more important, the one who sits at the table or the one who serves? The one who sits at the table, of course, but not here. For I am among you as one who what? As one who what? Serves. He goes, no, not here. Out there, you're great if you sit and you are served. In here, you're great if you get up off the chair and you start serving. That's what I call the greatest in my kingdom. I don't know about you, but I want to be great in God's kingdom. I don't want to just be in it. I want to excel in it and become who God has called me to be. And so if you want to get into a debate, who's the best at Zoe, who's the greatest here? To me, it's anybody that would say, I've signed up to serve, and I'm going to serve as much as I can with all that I am, and I'm going to serve God with all my heart, and I'm going to serve God with all my strength and all my mind, and I'm just going to keep on serving and keep on loving, because I know that is, Jesus says it this way. He says, you got to be careful, because some of y'all, it's a rude awakening. The first are going to be last, and watch, the tables are turned. The last will be first. He said, be careful, because some of you go to a dinner and you think, the host definitely wants me to sit next to them. And so you sit down, and then the host has to come and go, hey, so sorry, Ted. It's great to have you. Would you mind sitting at the kids' table tonight? Would that be okay? He said, you should do the opposite of Ted. Go sit at the kids' table, and the host could go and go, hey, what are you doing? Why are you sitting here? Let's change with Ted. You come sit here. It's the spirit of a servant. It's not being, watch this word that will plague your life. It's entitlement. I'm owed something. You know how much I've done? You know what I've given? Who's going to serve me? Jesus never came with that kind of attitude, did he? Never came with that kind of spirit that he was owed something, that people needed to do something for him. I've healed your bodies. I've performed miracles. I've done all these things. What are you going to do for me? No, the life of a Christian is to say, I already have heaven. I already have healing. I already have peace. I already have joy. I already have freedom. I'm living to help. I'm living to, come on, clap somebody and thank God. I'm happy. Come on, I'm happy to serve. Getting me to serve is not pulling teeth. I'm going to wake up tomorrow, go to my job, serve at my job. Come to my house, pick up the vacuum cleaner, serve at my house. Well, I'm happy to serve. Serving's not a church thing. Serving's a lifestyle thing. That's why the Bible says I got to decrease and he's got to increase. Because the more ego that you got, the less you're going to serve. But the more you die to your ego, the more you'll live for the glory of God. Somebody clap and thank God. I'm happy. Come on, I'm happy to serve. In fact, write down number three. I love this thought. This is so good. Serving is about spirit and attitude. So it's not that you serve. It's how you serve. In fact, I heard it said this way one time. One of my favorite pastors, Wayne Cordero, he said this, and it marked my life. He said, the most important decision you will ever make in the history of your life is the decision to serve the Lord. Most important is the decision. I made the choice to serve God. I made the decision. I'm going to serve the Lord. He said the second most important decision you will ever make in the history of your life is the attitude in which you choose to serve. I chose to serve God. But some of y'all are like, Angelina up here leading, come on my soul, don't you get. Hey, Zoe, if you'd like to give your tithes and your offerings, take a photo of the red card in front of you and you can give tithes and offerings. It's so funny. On Friday, my boys, you know, we don't do a lot of screens during the week. We don't do screen time during the week because we're godly. And like it has to do with spirituality. on Friday, when we got home, I told them they could do like 20 minutes of screen time after Friday because, you know, it's the weekend and that's how they party. and so I was going to let them do 20 minutes of screen time. And so, you know, I was going to talk to Alexa and tell Alexa, you know, Alexa, they get set a timer for 20 minutes. But I thought, I got them. So before you're going to do your 20 minutes, you're going to do the dishes. So there is a dishwasher that is full of dishes. You're going to unload, and then everything in the sink, you're going to load. The moment I said this, they're all like, I was like, is this Men in Black? Like, what are you doing? Like a literal demon manifesting out of my 8-year-old. I'm like, this is going to take all of 3 minutes. But some of you, when God talks to you about serving, that's how you act. And you act in a way that's like, God's like, yeah, I want you to serve your family. Oh. What? I'm sorry, what? This is how we're going to act in front of God? All that is required, fear the Lord, walk in his ways, and serve him with all that you got. When you serve the Lord with gladness. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I'm happy to serve. I'm happy to add value. I'm happy to build church. I'm happy to love my children. I'm happy to go to my job. I'm happy to build my connect group. I'm happy to build Zoe Church. I'm happy to love Los Angeles. I'm happy to love my community. I'm happy to pick up trash. I'm happy to go on the mission trip. I'm happy to go to I Love My City. Come on, give them a praise today. I'm happy to serve the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. In fact, I would say probably some people around you don't even know that you're a believer because you're serving without your light on. Turn the light on for a difference. Listen, your attitude is your altitude. You will never go further than your attitude in life. So tomorrow morning, wake up with a positive attitude. By the way, a positive attitude is not an emotion. It is a decision. I choose to arrest my spirit. I choose to grab a hold of my rebellious attitude and say, you're going to praise God today. You're going to love. Come on, clap and thank God. I'm going to be who God called me to be. These are my values. I value faith. I value excellence. I value generosity. I value serving is my identity. And until you get here, I'm telling you, you're going to struggle. You're going to struggle with your ego. You're going to struggle with your selfishness. You're going to struggle with trying to leverage, trying to monetize, trying to make it about you. Life is not about you. I don't know who told you that it was, but you are not the main character Jesus is. It's not about your name. It's about his name. And the faster you realize that, the more you'll walk. I'm telling you, I endured the 9:45 to get to the 11:30. Somebody clap and thank God. All the 9:45s over at Stagecoach. I want to call it Stagecoach. They're all gone. But thank God you are the Coachella crowd and you're back. I haven't seen some of y'all in 2 weeks. And we're going to have a prayer service at the end of it and get your demons out you. I'm kidding. But if you want to. The more I serve, the more I become like Jesus. And if you want to become great in God's kingdom, you don't have to be smart and you don't have to be talented, but you do have to be a servant. And when you sign up to serve, it is not going like, here to serve. Just, you know, serving again. Because Pastor said I had to serve. Last week we read this scripture. It's so beautiful. It has to do with money, but let's apply the same verse. God loves a cheerful giver. How about the same thing? God loves a cheerful server. You ever go to a restaurant and the restaurant, the server's acting like a punk? I'm paying you money to be treated like this. Sometimes I'll just ask him like, hey, bro, am I an inconvenience? You want me to take my business somewhere else? You don't want a tip? You don't want a tip today. That's fine. Stop serving God like it's inconvenient. You don't need anything else from this world. And you are not a citizen of this kingdom. The only way that heaven can come to earth is by serving God and treating earth like it is in heaven. People don't care. Hear me today, church. People do not care what happens in here unless it somehow impacts out there. And if you'll serve out there, they might be interested in what happens in here. So I become like Jesus. I become great in his kingdom. I serve with the right spirit and the attitude. Write down number four. This is just five things to encourage you today. Write down the fourth one. I love this one. Serving looks different for everybody. Romans chapter 12 says this way. In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, well, then speak out with much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, well, then serve them well. If you are a teacher, please teach well. If your gift is encouraging others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has shown you and given you leadership ability, take that responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. In other words, when you become a servant of Jesus, we serve with the same spirit, same attitude. No head is higher than any other. We're all just servants of God at the same level, but how it manifests is different. So don't compare your serving with somebody else's. You're not better because it manifests different. We're all on the same team. That's why we're called the beautiful body of Christ. And an ear can't say to a hand, I don't need you. And a hand can't say to a foot, I don't need you. And a foot can't say to an eye, I don't need you. We all need each other to walk in our God-given potential. I just need you to serve in your gift, and I'll serve in my gift. And together, we'll lift the name of Jesus in every city that we're a part of. This last week, we were with some friends, and we were talking about the Christian horoscope. I don't know if you know what that is. The Christian horoscope is the Enneagram, and it's like a personality test. And in church, people love this thing because it's like almost like they're demigod. They just love the Enneagram, and they're always trying to figure out who everybody is. Oh, my gosh, you're such a one. You're a one. You're a four. You're seven. They just love, and they just try to box people in based upon their personality. But I want to encourage you in two things today. You have been given by God a phenomenal personality. Never despise the way God made you. Never despise it. You have, the scriptures say it this way, you have been fearfully and wonderfully made by God. When God was putting you together in your mother's womb, he wove you together perfectly. So you've been given a personality from heaven. So don't compare your personality with others, because they were created by God. Do you believe it? On top of your personality, which is beautiful, you have a wonderful personality. On top of your gifting and personality, in addition, God has given each of us spiritual gifts. These gifts come from above. And these gifts are not so that we could leverage or monetize, but as we serve in these spiritual gifts, they make much of God. And so the heart of a servant is, I'm just here to serve, to submit and to surrender and to minister to the Lord. And the Lord is ministered to when you walk in your personality with clean, clear, and confidence. And you serve the Lord by, what did it read, Romans 12? It says, some of you have the gift of prophecy, prophesy. Some of you can teach, teach. Some of you are leaders, lead. But whatever you got from God, it's not better than somebody else's. It's just different than somebody else's. But we're all trying to do it to the best of our ability to serve God. You gave me all this gifting and all this talent, all this smart. Come on, some of you are so wicked smart, it's crazy. Some of you are so talented, it's wild. But it's not so that you can make money. It's so that you could serve the Lord and men could see your light and glorify God. Only God could give you a melody like that. Only God could write a script like that. Only God can build a business that's only open 6 days a week. Only God can raise those kids. Come on, clap and thank him today. If you believe it, it looks different for everybody, but all of it is serving. By the way, let me just say this. It came to mind right now. A priority on God's house will bring a blessing to your house. Get your priorities straight in life, your values in order, and God will bless you beyond your wildest dreams. In fact, worship team, come join me. Last one, number five. If you serve God, serving is rewarded in heaven. I love this one so much because I'm just telling you, some of you are serving God and you're like, where is my miracle? Where is my breakthrough? Why am I going to keep doing this? Why do I keep showing up? Why? I'm serving. No, hold on. Listen. Your reward awaits you in heaven. So if you don't see it on this side of heaven, who cares? But trust me, hear me, loved one, hear me. When you get to heaven, we are begging to hear those words. Oh gosh, wouldn't you love to hear it? When you walk through the pearly gates, wouldn't you love to hear him say, well done, my good and my faithful servant, with whom I'm well pleased. Enter into the joy and the rest of the master. He doesn't say, well done, my good and faithful rock star. Well done, my good and faithful church attendee. Well done, my good and faithful tither. He says, well done, my good and faithful servant. When you get into heaven, you will be rewarded for what you did in secret. Remember, God's eye is on the righteous and the unrighteous alike. He is watching the poor and the rich alike, and God is watching you, and you will be rewarded when you die. When you get to heaven, God will reward you for what you did here on earth. And I want to hear those words. I don't know what you want to hear when you get to heaven. I want to hear those words. Well done, my good and my faithful. Enter in. I've got rest waiting for you. Enter into the joy of your master. Your reward awaits you. Listen to Jesus' words here. It's beautiful. Mark chapter 10. Jesus said, I can guarantee this truth. Anyone who gave up his home and his brothers and sisters and mother and his father and his children or fields or any of these things because of me and the gospel, the good news, they will certainly receive 100 times as much here in this life. So just hear me. Just look up at me real fast. God, if you forsake everything to serve God on this earth, God just promised you 100-fold return for serving the Lord on earth. That's not counting. Continue to read. They will certainly receive homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields, along with persecution. But in the world to come, they will receive eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. I geek out on this kind of stuff, you know? If I could be honest, I get excited. Because I'm like, oh my gosh, that's it. I've not been put on this earth for my soul to long after stuff. I've been put on this earth to live and serve Jesus. I'm not living by the world's standards and what the world craves or what the world deems as success. I'm living for a greater moment and a greater day. That's why the Bible says in Galatians 6, come on, friends, don't grow weary in doing good. Don't grow weary in serving, for in due season you will reap a harvest. So keep on loving them kids. Keep on working that job. Keep on showing up for your marriage. Keep on pressing on for your church. Keep on beat. Come on, clap today. Come on, Westside, clap with us. I'm here to serve. I'm happy to serve. I'm happy to serve. I'm excited to serve. I woke up today and I said, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. Why? Because I already got everything I need. I'm blessed. And so because I feel so abundantly blessed by the love of Jesus, I'm happy to give away the love of Jesus. And don't slide into selfishness and entitlement, and don't believe the lie, I'm too busy to serve. You're not too busy to serve. Your priorities are out of whack. I woke up because, again, this is not about serving at church. Hear me today. It's not about serving at church. My greater prayer is that you would serve your family. The most difficult place to serve the Lord in all the world is your home. And I pray you serve your house. I pray that you serve like never before. I pray that you'd serve everybody that you come in contact with. Some of you need to go to your job tomorrow and apologize to your boss. I'm sorry for having a bad attitude. And I've been here showing up, just getting a paycheck, but I haven't been serving. And the Lord dealt with me this weekend, and I'm here to serve. It got quiet in here. Come on, man. You didn't get all that you got from God to be a taker. You've been wired by Jesus to be a giver. You're a servant. So what is required of you? Fear the Lord. Walk in all of his ways. And serve him with everything you got. I may not know what I'm doing and I may not have it all right. But one thing I'm going to do tomorrow is I'm going to get up. I'm going to drink the best cup of coffee you've ever imagined. Because Julia makes the coffee on Mondays. Sip my coffee. I'm going to do my best to serve my boys, drive them to school in our swagger wagon. And I'll spend the rest of my day just finding ways to serve. Where do you need me today, God? Wake up tomorrow and just tell the Lord, Lord, where do you need me today? Where do you need me today? Where do you need me today? Where do you need me? What do you want to do today, God? Being a Christian to me is the adventure of a lifetime because you never know where he's going to take you. And he opens up a door. Some of you, God opened up a door for you and you were like, blessed. You know what I'm saying? Favor. And maybe God opened that door for you to serve them, not take from them. You see the difference? It's not about, come on, you got everything you need. What could be added to your plate? What could that thing offer you? Nothing. It's nothing. Everything that you have that pertains to life and godliness is found in the person of Jesus. And the more I worship him and the more I serve, the more I become like my king. Don't live for this world. In fact, the scripture teaches us this way. It says it this way. Your life is like a vapor. You will be here today and gone tomorrow. But what you do while you are here will echo through eternity. I don't know about you, but I don't want to leave a bunch of bills and a mess for my kids. I'm trying to leave a legacy for my children. See, I wasn't the smartest man, but what I did is I got up every day and I tried to serve the Lord with all my heart, all my soul, and all my strength. I tried to love my neighbor as myself. I tried to be faithful and obey God at every turn. I didn't get it right every time, but every time I got back up. Come on, stand to your feet.